A judge has ordered a man to a mental health facility for a shooting at Altman Hospital. Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney ruled 36-year-old James Fair of Canton will be committed to Heartland Behavioral Health Care in Massillon. Forshoney ordered a second evaluation after calling the first confusing. Fair was found not guilty by reason of insanity on charges including aggravated robbery and felonious assault after police say he grabbed a security officer's gun last June and shot a hospital worker who survived. Fair was ordered to be hospitalized until it's determined he is no longer mentally ill or serves the 14 years he could have served if convicted. Canton police say an investigation of a recent shooting has yielded a pair of arrests. 25-year-old Jamarian Fraser of Akron charged with felonious assault and discharging a firearm into a habitation, while 28-year-old Samantha Hambley of Canton faces complicity charges. They were apprehended Monday and are scheduled for arraignment Wednesday in Canton Municipal Court. The shooting happened in the 1200 block of Woodview Street Southwest the night of May 3rd. Multiple rounds struck windows, walls, and a bedroom area while adults and children were inside. Hambley accused of driving Fraser to the scene. He allegedly exited and fired multiple shots before fleeing. No injuries were reported. Stark County judges sentenced a Massillon man to 3 years of probation in a Canton murder case. Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney issued the punishment to 20-year-old Kamani James, who pleaded guilty last week to carrying a concealed weapon. Police say he tried to hide a handgun following a January 28th shooting on Allen Page Drive Southeast. The incident claimed the life of 20-year-old Tashawn Smith of Massillon. The grand jury declined to indict the man who allegedly fired the fatal shots. Classes resumed normally Monday at a Canton elementary school after a bomb threat led to a brief lockdown. Officials with the Canton City School District say the threat targeted Bellstone Elementary and was called into the district administration office. Police and school security searched the building and found no suspicious items. No injuries or arrests were reported. Canton police will soon have longer access to public safety camera footage after the city approved a new data storage contract. Council signed off Monday on a three-year, $270,000 deal with the Amazing Cloud to manage video storage and technical support. Move comes after officials say a previous system failed to work with the city's existing camera network. The repository reports the change doubles storage time from 15 days to 30. Louisville Board of Education took time Monday night to honor staff and students. They recognized longtime employees, including 20-year honorees and 13 retirees, along with student groups such as state qualifiers in speech and debate, bowling, and an English 2 project team. The board also approved graduation for 213 seniors who will receive their diplomas at Louisville Stadium May 21st. Another action, board members approved a classified staff contract. Hartville moving forward with proposed moratoriums on new data centers and outdoor recreation facilities. Measures received first readings Monday during the village council meeting. Council also approved a lease agreement with Stark Parks to develop a trail through Memorial Park and advance legislation involving a false alarm fine system and street dedications. Village accepting applications through May 22nd to fill the vacant seat left by Tom Huff's resignation. His unexpired term runs through the end of 2027. Deadly crash now at the center of a felony case against a Niles man, 39-year-old Michael Schuring, pleaded not guilty Monday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court to aggravated vehicular homicide. His trial scheduled for November. Troopers say the October crash on Route 172 in West Township happened when Schuring's truck went off the road, overcorrected, and crossed into oncoming traffic. The crash killed 44-year-old Diane Llewellyn of Tennessee. Voters in Sebring will be asked to support a road levy on the November ballot. Monday, Village Council approved a resolution requesting the Mahoning County Auditor certify how much revenue would be generated by the additional five-year, 1.5-mil tax. Another business, Council adopted new regulations for temporary storage units, shipping containers, and large-capacity dumpsters. Lawmakers also approved a 30-day extension of a contract with solicitor Jerry Yost, a new agreement expected at the May 28th meeting. Highway Patrol investigating an overnight crash in Hubbard Township that left one man dead. A pickup went off Mount Everett Road just after midnight, struck several trees, and overturned. Troopers say a passenger, 31-year-old Brendan Nichols of Youngstown, was ejected. He died at the scene. Three other people, including two juveniles, were also in the vehicle. None of the occupants were wearing seatbelts. Youngstown has now recorded 6 shootings this year after a woman was shot early today. Police say it happened around 3 o'clock on St. Louis Avenue on the city's south side. Few details have been released. The woman's condition was not available. Police continue to investigate.